Do you believe in providence? I certainly do. And I think there's a reason why I'm here. You know, and I think without question, that is to win a championship. I have an unusual coaching pedigree in terms of the background. I had an opportunity to work for some men that certainly have been great leaders in this country. They've all been winners. And I've taken a little bit of from all of them to certainly sort of carve and my path to where I am today. Ray Dempsey at Southern Illinois University, Dennis Green at Northwestern University, Bill McCartney at the University of Colorado, Howard Schnellenberger at the University of Louisville, Joe Paterno at Penn State University, Tony Dungy, Tampa, and also Indianapolis, and John Harbaugh in Baltimore. A lot of championship leadership from that group, and I benefited greatly from that. So I stand before you today, having drawn from all those experiences, to face a great challenge that I'm looking forward to. Let's just talk about just a couple things. Image and identity. Either you create it, or somebody's going to create it for you. So let me tell you what we're going to look like. We're going to be smart. We're going to be a football team that takes the field, that's not going to shoot itself in the foot. We're going to be a team that is disciplined, that's focused, that understands situational football. It's going to be drilled and drilled and drilled, and not just given lip service. But what you should see on the field is obviously a product of our coaching, our instruction, and our demands. We're going to have a fast football team. There's nothing like teams with speed. The great thing about this organization is the fact that Martin and Tom have done a tremendous job, and the scouting department personnel, of putting together an unbelievable group. You know, when we were preparing for this team, we're talking about speed, and offensively we had to get ready for a front four that had quickness, speed, power. We had to change up some of the things we were doing from a blocking scheme because we didn't want to leave certain guys in there on single block alone. We also had problems on the edge with Ziggy and obviously with Young as well. Guys could get up the field and certainly give you some problems. Levy is doing a great job at the linebacker position. We had to be a little bit careful about him, and obviously the safeties were certainly getting themselves in position to make some plays as well. On the other side of the ball, I think we all know there are a lot of talented guys. Quarterback that obviously I think is just on the cusp, right, of becoming, you know, an absolute outstanding player in this league. And then obviously we know CJ can play. Reggie Bush is a talented guy. We just have a number of guys that we think will be able to make plays for us. A tough offensive line that's certainly gritty as well. So we're going to be smart. Speed's going to be certainly a definite factor, that we have to be fast. And then we are also going to be physical. Now, physical doesn't necessarily mean that we're certainly out of bounds in terms of what we're doing from a legal standpoint. We're going to do things the right way. But we're going to be a physical, hard-nosed, rough football team. We're going to flat get after you from the word go. Every single snap of the ball, offense, defense, and in the kicking game. But a couple of things also. More than a couple. We want a competent group. We want a group that has some expertise. Right up the road at the University of Michigan, there was a guy that coached there named Fielding Yost. And he made this statement. He said, "To me, no coach in America ever asked a player to make a sacrifice. He asked that he do just the opposite, to live clean, to come clean, to think clean, to stop doing all the things that hurt you mentally, physically, and morally, and start doing the things that make you keener, finer, and more competent." Isn't that what we want to do, right? Become keener, finer, and more competent at what we do, and I think you're going to see a difference on the field. We also want a team that's humble. Certainly hungry, but also humble. I think humility is the glue that brings a team together, that you play unselfishly, that you do the things that you're required to do. You play your role. Now, humility, oftentimes people think of that as weakness, because they think that it certainly is at odds with having an ego. Well, all of us have an ego. In this business, you better have an ego, but the thing about it, we don't have an ego problem. You know, that's the key, right? There is a difference there. We also want to make certain that we are authentic as well. We want to let the guys express themselves, be who they are, And I think that's why they're here. They're experts at what they do. Each of them have, I think, a special uniqueness about them in terms of their physical abilities. But I think also you'll find that some of them have unique abilities as well in terms of leadership and everything and things of that nature. And we have to be able to make certain that we create an environment where we can encourage leadership, where they take ownership of what's happening out here on the field as well. We want to make certain we have motivated men. And without question, I think that when you look at the way in which Martin and also Tom go out and acquire talent and looking for guys that can make a difference on our team, you look for guys that are intrinsically motivated, naturally motivated from the word go. They don't have to be given a whole lot of instruction in terms of what to do in terms of preparation for the season during the offseason and things of that nature. Highly motivated individuals is what we're looking for. They also have to have great passion, right? There's another passage in the Bible that says we should lack no zeal in our work, right? No zeal in our work. We ought to be enthusiastic about what we do. We ought to be passionate about what we do, and it ought to certainly show in every facet of the game. And then lastly, we have to make certain that we have a service and have a commitment to service to our community and to our fan base. And I think that's a huge part of it. One of the great descriptions I've ever heard about a person is that velvet and steel, that an individual should be, and particularly guys that play this game, should be like a piece of steel wrapped in velvet. So on the field, you'll find a hard-nosed, tough, fast, physical individual. But then out in our community, you'll see them as caring, as kind, as cordial as you'll ever see a human being. That's the combination we're looking for, civility and toughness.